Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. Here, as always, my man, intern Josh.
Zoops
on! Hey, did we ever decide to give you a different title? I cannot remember.
You didn't.
Okay. Intern Josh!
Yeah!
Let me ask you a quick non-related question. You see these AA batteries over here?
Oh, I love them. Good to see them.
Ooh, that sounds futzy. That's okay. We got some stuff going on with the... I bet the listeners won't even hear that because I'll edit it out, but we're having some real interference, almost like, you know, there's like some sort of antenna station somewhere else. We're getting frequencies crossed.
Frequencies crossed.
We recycle batteries?
I do recycle batteries. I'm glad you asked.
What's your system? Because this is a beverage podcast, but I think when it comes to recycling batteries, people should hear about it.
Isn't battery acid a beverage? Actually, in my case, it might be, because usually what I got going is like a plastic Solo cup.
Okay.
It used to be under the kitchen sink.
Okay.
We've moved all toxic items out from under the kitchen sink. Because I like to get in there. Mm. I like to root around, and sometimes I'm not wearing my gloves.
Sure.
Accidents can happen. I will take that... that cup full of batteries, and I bring it to my local hardware store.
That's what I do. What's your hardware store?
Baller.
That's what I do. They got a nice bucket right by the checkout aisle. Listen, if you're in St. Louis, hop on a plane. Come to Baller. If you're in the Los Feliz area of Los Angeles, go to Baller.
You also have a Baller hardware in St. Louis?
No, I'm saying the point was I'm making you can recycle your batteries at Baller. Come to Los Angeles to get on a hop on a flight.
Yeah, Southwest got great deals right now.
Oh man, so you can get to California for $49.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Blackout dates do apply.
Call travel agent for details. So yeah, that's how I recycle my batteries, and usually
that's exactly how I recycle my batteries.
Usually that's how I recycle my batteries. I go ahead and I don't reuse the cup. I recycle that, which has all of the disgusting shit you're probably supposed to not put in landfills, and now it's in there anyway.
Do you think... no, it's a different podcast. I use a Ziploc bag. You use a Solo cup.
You're much more
beverage relevant.
I've used a zipper before.
If you use a Solo cup,
yep.
You hop in your car, you throw that Solo cup, this is beverage related, but full of batteries, you throw it in the cup holder.
Absolutely.
You get to Baller Hardware, you walk in, you just... throw it into their waste bin full of batteries.
Yeah.
Not sure how often they recycle that thing.
And what are they doing? Either they just put it in the dumpster.
Yeah, they just throw it in the dumpster. Do you reuse that cup? Then go back into your car and then back into, you know?
No, usually I don't, because usually it has leaked weird battery acid into it.
Really?
They will start. You can see what happens when you get all these touching batteries. Touching each other.
Oh, so Solo cup might be better than my Ziploc bag.
It might be, yeah. It's possible. But typically
next time, keep the cup and let's drink something out of it.
Alrighty. That sounds good.
Just kind of walk on the wild side.
You know what?
I know exactly what you're going to say, I think.
It could be a great last episode.
Oh! That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh.
Let's just talk about the...
beverages on the table right now?
The beverages on the table. No, listeners, T-Bash is going to retire to a jet hangar in South Dakota in the next, I don't know,
couple months.
We have had a blast doing this show, but we need to park that jet in South Dakota sooner than later and let the beverage service retire.
Retiring those carts. Feel free to put your elbows out into the aisles, people, because beverage service will be ending in the next couple of months.
This really has been so amazing, so much fun, and listen carefully right now. We do have some very exciting things.
Yes.
Planned for the last few flights.
We're going to go out with a bang.
We are going to go out with a bang.
Not a whimper.
The bang will be every 2 weeks, though.
That is true.
So we'll have an episode, then we'll have a week off, and then we will have an episode, then we'll have a week off, then we'll have an episode. That's just because the production involved.
As you know, a lot of pre, a lot of post.
A lot of pre, a lot of post goes into these shows.
A lot of pro.
But yeah, we are officially announcing,
as of today, Friday, January 27th? Yes, that in about two months will end. We'll let you know well in advance of the last episode that the last episode will be coming. And we really already can't thank everybody enough for that you've been allowed us to do more than 100 episodes, more than 2 years.
Unbelievable.
Worth of a beverage-related podcast. And we also know this could go into infinity, that there are enough bevs and sometimes hot sauces.
We are offering a franchise opportunity for $150,000 if anybody wants to take over this show.
That's right.
Email us at totallybeverages@gmail.com or give us a ring-a-ding-a-ding-dong.
At 909-359-BEVS.
And let's be very clear, that phone number does come with the franchise option for $150,000.
You can have it for an additional $100,000.
No, that's no.
It's part of the package price. Yeah, that's generous.
This is why you're the intern. It is included in the price.
Okay.
So if anybody does want to
Wharton School of Business
take off what we started, in many ways it would be nice to kind of hand this off, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would be incredible.
To a couple young guns.
I think. Yeah, I feel like there's a couple of you out there who really would want to take on the mantle. That's an interesting. Okay. Yeah. This is a real offer now.
Maybe it is a real offer. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you PayPal us?
What's that?
You can PayPal us.
I like Venmo lately.
Me too.
I have a real funny Venmo story.
It's fascinating. This is a perfect time.
No, it's really not relevant. But remind me to tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah, listeners, we want to thank you. These next few finale episodes.
Yes.
T-Bash's last flights.
Ooh, final
flights.
We
want some good voicemails. Call that voicemail
number. No tears. This is not a time to cry. This is a time to celebrate. Just being sure you get those questions in. If you've been holding off, if we get enough, we could do an all voicemail episode. Maybe even a bonus.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. What is that number though?
909-359-BEVS.
There's been a couple things that we've been promising over the years. One of them is unicorn sex.
Yeah.
Now, I have not been able to get my hands on the liqueur. Now, I know even Josh, you've been like, it's available now in the States. When I go to the website, it will not let me order it. I will try again, but I'm putting out one last, what do they call it? One last
Hail Mary?
Hail Mary. If we have any UK listeners or anybody that's going to be over in the UK that could bring it back on a flight to LA for us, maybe you live in St. Louis and need to recycle some batteries, fly home to St. Louis, then
hand it
extend
off.
Your trip. No, maybe you have a layover on your way to St. Louis from London.
That's easy.
We'll be there.
Now, keep in mind, Southwest is not going to be able to help you in this instance. They do not travel internationally.
They're not an international carrier? No Mexico flights?
Maybe a Mexico, maybe a Puerto Rico, which is not international.
Perhaps maybe a Canada flight?
Perhaps a Canada, perhaps a Jamaica.
Let's take a few minutes to investigate this Southwest situation.
Alrighty.
Just kidding.
No, really, it's no trouble. I've already got the website open here.
Yeah. So unicorn sex is something that I really would like to do before the end of this show. So we're going to work on it. But listeners, this is a Hail Mary. If anyone is going to be in the UK or is in the UK and has any idea how they can help us, we'll throw down. Obviously, listeners donated quite a bit of money towards the cause. And any additional money that we need to throw at it, we will do that.
We will absolutely do it. We're ready to roll. And we'll make that one happen.
There's a couple other outstanding things that we need to look into.
We had some recipes in episode 105 in the comments. People posted them. You can still go post comments there. And if you like what you see, you just comment, you reply to that recipe and you go, yeah.
Yeah.
And if we'll just pick the winners before that episode. Whoever's got the most
we should get the smoothie girl on here.
Okay.
Isn't that a thing? The smoothie girl?
I hope not.
Why?
I don't know. What is she doing? Like a, was a, on a bicycle going around like a bicycle powered blender?
No, there's like a smoothie girl.
Okay. Then let's get her on. That's fine.
I'll put a link in our show notes to Smoothie Girl.
I'm going to throw a couple other ones out there that I feel like we've got to do.
Okay, please.
A Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, it's back.
It's back. It's I assume it's the same as ever.
Look, if you type in smoothie, the first thing that comes up is girl, Smoothie Girl.
Oh, the Smoothie Girl. Right. She's got like she always is like wearing a sports bra and has like YouTube videos about like crushing chia seeds by the like boatload.
It's a green smoothie girl is what we want.
Okay.
I don't know if she's still going, but shit, yeah, she's got videos with like 600,000 views. We should do this one, how to make a green smoothie, 631,000 views.
I feel like she was discredited in some way, but let's do it.
Well, this was 9 years ago. Yeah, yeah. Wait,
even better. Let's get her on.
Let me see if she... Wait, it's weird. This is like 9 years old, and it looks like now... Maybe these smoothies have worked for her. I feel like she's like gotten younger looking. Or maybe she passed the torch, as we will.
Maybe she passed away.
What's your favorite way to say people died lately?
I'm going to go with passed away. I felt
like very... perished. I really like perished.
Would you say that to someone? Like, I'm sorry you're... I'm so sorry to hear about your uncle. What do you got going on over
God,
there?
God, she's still trying. You know, 9 years ago, she had a video that has over 600,000 plays. Now she's still putting out videos like, oof. Listen, Smoothie Girl did not park the jet in South Dakota at the right time. All right?
That's the thing.
She's got like 1,000 views here on these new videos. Should have parked that thing. After right. her trip to Park City back in 2010.
Oh, yeah, when she premiered that doc at Sundance.
Yeah, exactly.
That was incredible.
That was it.
Yeah, yep. That was, besides hitting the slopes, also in a sports bra.
We big love mistake. You, though.
Listen, Smoothie Girl.
If you're listening.
Go fuck yourself. So, yeah, I don't know. If anybody else has any other things you feel like we've been avoiding, you let us know. We'll do those. This is our last one. And we already know. We have eyes on guests. I don't think we might just, you know, I think we all know who those people are. Maybe you don't. Anyway, we're going to get at them, and I think we're just going to go out in an all-star fashion. So please leave us some voicemails, and we just, yeah, we do appreciate all the love and the listens.
Yeah.
And the good times.
You know what?
People bought the tees.
And stick with us for these last few episodes. I know you might hear this now and be like, oh, they're quitting. We're out. Just trust.
Yeah.
This is going to be...
This is everything you've been waiting for.
A wild ride.
Yes. It all comes down to this.
We are a rocket that is about to go into orbit, y'all.
You paid for the whole seat, but you will only need the edge. That's right. You two guitarists, the edge, will be on here to drink Crystal Pepsi with us.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Did you just coin that phrase, or is that a phrase you've heard before?
I fucking wish I had. I think it's something that comes out of commercials for monster truck rallies.
You paid for the old seat.
But you'll only need the edge. You know, come see Gravedigger this Saturday at the Hartford Civic Center.
I've been to a monster truck rally.
I bet you have. You probably rode in the wheel well, didn't you?
No, just been to one, though. Boise, Idaho did that.
Did you get to see Truckosaurus?
I am very familiar with Truckosaurus.
Truckosaurus is your father?
No. The reason I just about like jumped on the grenade and was like, yes, but I got to find out whether I did. And the reason I'm foggy on it is because there was a time where me and my friends were really... ironically obsessed with Truckosaurus. And so I can't remember if it was just that or if we actually saw Truckosaurus in person. I'll get back to everybody on that.
It seems like it would have been an unforgettable experience, but apparently it was either way. Or it wormed its way into your subconscious, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the original slogan. Truckosaurus, worming his way into your...
Let's get out today's shootout because it's a hot one.
Waking dreams become waking nightmares. It's a hot one.
You know, today's National Green Juice Day.
Is it?
Well, yesterday, if you're listening to this on Friday.
Alrighty. Well, that'll work.
I wonder if Postmates still has, they were having some free delivery of them.
I've got a bone to pick with Postmates.
Let me see if they still have these free, if we're the assholes that take advantage of the free thing at like 9:30 at night. But if they do, if it's still going, I should order this, right? Free.
Get it going. It's going to take 90 minutes like they always do. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it doesn't look like this is still going.
This bullshit was.
Oh, no. Free juice. Hold on.
Do it.
Free juice is not open yet. Oh, no. We're still squeezing juice. Come back at 1 p.m. to get free bottles of Evolution Green Juice to celebrate National Green Juice Day. Yeah, but it was today, y'all. Fuck.
We fucking missed it.
Well, we fucking missed it.
Well, that's what happens. I'm sorry.
I don't know why I didn't smash that button earlier today.
You should have.
I saw it.
I mean, you still got to pay the delivery fee, so you got to kind of want that juice.
And you got a tip.
And you got a tip.
And I did a big tip. I did a big tip today because I was in the studio rocking out. They showed up with my food, and I didn't realize they were standing outside for like 7 minutes.
Well, you're lucky that they didn't just leave with your food, because this has happened to us the other day. My coworker and I ordered something from Postmates. She accidentally ordered from her personal account, so they went to her apartment. Mm-hmm. They tried to call her. Her phone was on silent. She didn't see the call coming in.
Sure.
The guy said he waited 10 minutes, which was also not true. And apparently what happens, because you prepay for your food, Postmates will not refund your order. And the guy did not leave the food at the door. They will not leave the food unless they hand it to the person who ordered it.
I respect that.
That means the dude left with like $20 worth of subs and got the money.
But that's on you, man. Or it sounds like it's on your coworker.
Yeah, it is.
I respect the fact that they don't leave the food.
I'd want to just left because we could have gone and picked it up.
No, but then it would be like tampered with. You don't. Yeah, no, they can't do that. No, it's a liability. If they have a beverage, they have a hoagie, whatever it is, it could be tampered with, and then you could sue them.
Because your hoagie's been tampered with.
All right, what's the shootout this week?
Oh.
For tasty soup, super spicy carrot and coriander.
Chili chowder.
Glouton.
Oh. Actually, I should have played banana now. Because it is bone broth.
Bone broth?
Yeah, we're going to answer the age-old question of, is soup a beverage today?
No, it's not. We've answered this question. You brought in soup?
No, I didn't. You look at those bottles. They were sold in the beverage section at Whole Foods.
Jesus Christ, what is this? Bone broth.
I got two chicken types.
Oh, it says slow-simmered, nourishing, perfect for sipping.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read this. What the hell? Antibiotic-free chicken broth, cold-pressed apple juice, cold-pressed kale juice, cold-pressed spinach juice. So the proteins in the chicken broth are thoughtfully sourced in slow-simmered bone broths are brimming with flavor and nutrition. So nourish your body with our vitamin and mineral-dense on-the-go broths. Now, what made you think that you were supposed to heat it?
It says on there to enjoy it cold or hot, and this other one just says to heat it. It says ready to heat. And also says I got to refrigerate it after opening.
This one doesn't say anything about heating it.
Look at the bottom. There's a cute little icon that says enjoy.
Oh, delicious when chilled on the go or warmed in a mug. Yes, okay. Wow. Josh, okay. Let me see this other one. I'm very excited. This is interesting.
Were they both? That's enough to get a little promotion before these, we go
no,
dark?
No. Were these both? How much were these?
They're about $6 a piece. And we're looking at ones in like the one that has the spinach juice and shit in it is in like a green juice, like a cold pressed juice bottle. The other one is in like a pseudo mason jar. And so
fascinating.
I did have to look it up because I was at the store with a friend who was explaining that there is he's like, I was going to the other aisle, I was splitting up, getting some groceries. He says, get chicken stock. Make sure it's stock and not broth. And I'm like, what the fuck is the difference? I never really thought about it. Apparently, broth is made with the meat. Stock is made with the bones. So bone broth is literally just stock. It is bones boiled in water. They can add you know, wait, different, like, you just, maybe with some vinegar.
I think you just contradicted yourself. What is stock?
Stock is bones boiled, is like animal bones boiled in water with maybe a little like acid to help.
And broth has
broth is like with the meat.
Okay, so this has the animal in it.
Yeah. Well, no. This.
See you see what I'm saying?
I think what I'm saying is that bone broth, the term bone broth, is a marketing term essentially to mean stock. It's a dumb paleo idea that they call it bone broth, and it was especially popular like in the last couple of years, but you can make it with any bones. There's even like a window. There's a window in the lower, in there, or like East Village somewhere. It's called like Boudreaux, and it is just a bone broth window where for $5 or more, they're selling coffee cups full of hot broth.
Okay.
As a drink. And the health benefits are supposedly that there are lots of vitamins and minerals in it that are easier to digest because they are like pulled from the bone, as easier to digest than, say, a supplement.
I'm on board.
All right.
Let's try these. Broth.
Okay. So I heated these bad boys up in the microwave for about a minute. That was a while ago. So what do you got there? What color is that one? Brown or green?
Diarrhea.
Okay. I mean, because to be fair, diarrhea is whatever color it feels like being. Okay. So this one is the...
Oh, what? Wow.
Still a little warm.
Is there ginger in there?
There may be. This is clearly the one with the pressery bone broth. By the way, at Whole Foods, the Mason Jar brand had beef and turkey also available. That just seemed gnarly to me. I don't know why. But anyway, I wanted to get two chickens and compare.
What are we tasting in this one?
It does taste almost like rosemary.
That's, yeah. It That's what I'm getting.
Smells, to be honest, like turkey brine.
I smell the apple though.
That's why.
It's like a cider smell almost.
Yes. It genuinely reminds me of turkey brine. There is a kit you can buy at most grocery stores that is a turkey brine kit, and it usually includes weird little pieces of dried apple.
This isn't bad.
No.
It's like And if I didn't know there was chicken in it, I would probably think it was even less bad.
Mm.
Like, if there's not... Are you getting the chickenness of it?
Yes. I think I am. The idea, I guess, you really want in a good bone broth is like the collagen from it is supposed to be very good from the bones. Magnesium, amino acids...
It's interesting.
Those are the toppers.
All right, let's go on to the next one.
All right. You know, but the funny thing is, this is also some shit that, like, grandmothers have been making, right? This is for, like, centuries.
That's hilarious.
I always like to crack jokes. This one smells like salty.
Yeah, not as much fruit on this one. No. Cider on this one.
It smells a little bit more like soup mix.
Soup, yeah, yeah. Mamma mia, way saltier.
Ooh, way saltier.
So like the celery, maybe?
Yes. I enjoy this one.
But as a soup, though. As like the base of a soup.
Would you want
this? As a beverage?
Let me ask you this. It's high school. Friday night lights. Did you grow up in a cold place?
When yeah. It was
cold? So, right? So, you're sitting in the stands at... you know, 8 o'clock on a Friday night and it's icy cold out. Would you drink a mug of this over a hot cocoa?
Maybe. I'm not the biggest hot cocoa guy.
Jesus Christ. 106 episodes.
I'm just starting to feel weird about this, though.
That's the problem. How funky
this
do you
is
think,
good. It's salty though.
How funky do you think that pass through windows kitchen smells? They're just boiling bones all day long.
No, the kitchen probably smells pretty good. Mm. All right, which is which?
I'm going to know a little bit
number
more about
these. Number two. So number one is Presserie Bone Broth, which is essentially a, like a cold pressed juice combined with chicken stock. It's called Chicken Apple Kale is the flavor. And the other one is by Epic. This is like a buzzword in a bottle.
Okay.
Epic Artisanal Bone Broth. Nourishing provisions. Oh, boy. It says both handcrafted and small batch on its label.
Where are these made, both of these?
I would imagine New York City. New York's Presserie is in Westminster, Colorado.
Okay.
And let's see. Epic Broth is in Austin, Texas. Epic Provisions. Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Interesting.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Well, that's fun.
Wasn't that? Yeah, it's all right. I'm into it. 10 grams of protein if you were to drink half of this bottle. That's significant.
That's significant. The other one doesn't have as much protein. How much does the other one have? Like six?
Oh, 6 grams.
For the whole bottle?
No, and also 2 servings. Oh, so that's pretty damn good.
12. Yeah. So that is nice that the meat is giving you that extra. It'd be nice at the football game.
The meat gives you juice. Would you buy these with your own money?
Like moving forward in my life now?
Yeah, like I did today.
No, I don't see myself buying these ever.
All right. Very good. Would you try a beef one? If someone said, here, have a sip of mine?
Yeah, for sure.
Would you share these out of the same vessel with someone else? Or does that seem weirder than sharing a cherry Coke?
It seems way weirder.
Would you drink it with a straw?
Sure. I would not want to share this. I don't like sharing my beverages in general.
Yeah. That's true. You want to try some cold?
I do.
Okay.
I have some cups.
Sure. Why not? Bone broth. Let me see if I've got the name of that.
Or did you just want to get weird and share it? Is that where you're getting at?
Oh, never. I think that's also gross.
Do you share beverages with your son?
Yeah, I do. Yep. A little cup of water? Sure. He can put his mouth all over that.
Okay.
Do you think the same rules should apply to you? Is that what you're asking? Do you see yourself as my son?
Yeah.
Can't believe you'd put me in this intern box just like that. Brodo.
What's a brodo?
The bone broth only takeout window in New York's East Village. Jeez. Opened by Chef Marco Canora.
That sounds like a real asshole, Marco.
And apparently there are lines. There are lines at the bone broth.
I'd like to meet his girlfriend.
Do you think it's closed? I think this information is a couple years old.
Yeah, I bet it's closed. And I don't think he's dating Celeste anymore.
So should we save the one that they recommend drinking, that they say is fine to drink cold? We'll save that one.
For what, second?
Yeah, second.
Yeah, sure.
Okie dokie. Just taking the lid off of this obvious beverage. Mm. I'm still kind of...
Hey, I'll take that.
You know something?
Just drink it right out of there. Let's save some... Cups
all here. Right. I'm not sure we have answered the... I'm not sure we've answered the angel. Gang. It's a little thicker.
Not good. That one really shines much brighter when it's warm.
That's nice that they don't even tell you on the jar. They're like, you know what? Drinking this cold, not an option.
Yeah.
You gotta heat it up.
Let's see how that other one fares.
Okie dokie.
Woof.
Duh. Give it a nice shake.
This is a beverage, though. I'll buy, especially this one. Is this a Presserie brand? Presserie?
Yes. Presserie? Because it's got the juice.
That one, I buy it. I buy this. You tell me this is a beverage. I'm not arguing.
That's true. It is strangely refreshing, and I think that's
what this one's way better cold. Way better.
Yeah. So
night and day. Still, it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Or it's not gross. What is it?
It's savory. I think is just the issue. Is that you don't really want, other than a dirty martini, do you really want a savory beverage?
But a V8.
oh, is just great, as savory as this. And
maybe it's got to get used to it.
Maybe you got to get used
to it. I really kind of feel like it's sucking the sodium, like the moisture out of my lips. You're going to hear my lips clacking together by the end of this episode.
Okay. Can I play you my new favorite song?
Okay.
Drink up, write your name on a cup.
Wow.
That's a new fucking Train single, my friends. Boys from Train are back with the fucking hit.
The boys are back in town.
Drink up, put your name on a cup.
Do you think Pat Monahan and the boys would come down to the studio and close us out?
I would fucking love to get Pat Moynihan over here.
Pat Moynihan.
And the bald guy.
Bobby Moynihan. That sounds great.
Hey, Pat, are you listening? God damn. Maybe that should be our goal, to get him on the last episode. This song is what our podcast is all about. Do you feel the spirit of this? Just hold on. Feel the vibes of this. If you want a sip, we got memories on tap over here. Write your name on a fucking cup.
When was the last time you think those guys went to a party where there was like a Sharpie by the door and you're supposed to write your name on a cup? It could have been someone's like a baby shower or something.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's weird. I don't feel like you are appreciating how much of an anthem that this is for our show.
I just find it so weird these 45-year-olds are writing.
Listen, Drops of Jupiter, put in my top favorite three songs of all time.
Song that references Ty Bo is good in my book.
Meet Virginia, I put in my top four songs of all time. They have that one. You know that one?
No.
I knew I couldn't regret you. My son up on a mat. Of time. Oh, I got it. Hey, soul sister. Ain't that Mr. Fisher on the radio? Stereo, the way you move my mind. Yeah, you know. You know that one? You know that song?
Of course.
Easily my top five favorite songs of all time.
That was breathtaking.
You know, I
you auditioned. There was that time when Pat took a few months off.
Relentless
touring, and you're going to fill in on Vokes.
If you go on Spotify and just listen to, like, you know, the Train greatest hits, so to speak, their top five songs, it just makes you feel good, man. I do this, I don't know, once a fortnight. Just throw it on, see what the lady's doing, and just smile, you know, just live life, man. Just drink up, put your name on that cup.
I would. I'd also put a dot. Anywhere from one to six
on the cup.
1 to 6 dots on the cup.
If anybody knows Pat out there, give him let him know that we're listening and we'd like to have him on the show.
I feel strangely confident that this could happen.
Do you have any hookups to him?
I think so.
One of us does. Actually, between both of us, actually.
I feel irrationally confident about my ability to get Pat Monahan on this podcast.
Because you already know the route you would take?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
You do?
I have to double check that it still stands, but I believe I do. Okay, great.
Okay.
Here's the problem. Right now,
he doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink anything.
Yeah, no, anything.
He's talking about empty cups in that song. He's hoping he doesn't understand the mechanism. He writes names on cups. Sure, he'll pass them out. He'll buy them. He doesn't care. He's got plenty of money. But there's never anything inside those cups besides more markers.
All right, you listeners, you heard it here. Pat, is it Monahan or Moynihan?
Pat Monahan.
Pat Monahan will be on the show coming up in the next few weeks.
It's true. Fact. All right, I got to go through a little crinkly.
Jesus, we're going to have to edit that out.
Afraid so. What the fuck?
Put your name on a cup. Ooh. What's going on, bro?
Why is it...
I think that was some sort of drink sound effect at the beginning. Listen to that. What was that?
Oh, yeah, that's, they just, you know what it is? They just put a new 5-gallon jug of water on the Sparklets dispenser.
Yes. Hold on. We got to listen to one more time.
It's the beginning of a train fantastic voyage.
Literally.
The video for that song is otherwise, that's how it starts, and is otherwise a shot-for-shot remake of Coolio's Fantastic Voyage.
Wow.
Okay. Would you like a voicemail?
I'd love a fucking voicemail.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's try this.
Dude, get it together.
Google Voice changed its protocols here. I think I got to use data. It's not letting me use Wi-Fi. So hang, please.
Okay. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, here, let's try this one.
Okay.
Let me try this again. Okay?
Please.
Okay.
Hey, Roel. Hey, JoJo. This is Amanda calling from New Jersey. I just wanted to reach out to you because I just read an article that I think you guys might be interested in. Apparently, Keurig is coming out with an alcoholic machine. They're taking their Keurig Cold that they discontinued, and they're turning that into a machine that will make adult beverages, including beer, spirits, cocktails, and mixers. What do you think about that? Let me know. Thanks, and go fuck yourselves.
Well, I'd like to point out two things. One, thanks for the message. Three things. Two, we talked about this, was it last episode?
I believe it was last episode, in all fairness.
Three, in that 30-second message, you described and explained this so much better than intern Josh did last week.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And actually, anytime anyone, for the next couple of months, anytime anyone sees an article that they would like us to discuss on the show, just please do exactly what Amanda just did. Go ahead and call us at 909-359-BEVS. And I want you to... just go ahead and give us a nice little brief synopsis. That was wonderful. If you want to read us some of the article, that's fine too. Key quotes, block quotes, we're down.
I loved it.
Highlights.
Thanks, Amanda. Yeah, that's what I didn't get from you last week was that this is maybe them salvaging some of the tech on the Keurig Cold. Which is interesting.
I didn't make lemons
out of lemonade.
I did not get that.
I got that from her. You didn't get that from her? Amanda, did I get that from you, or am I making that up, Amanda? Huh.
Well,
this is a good time to give out Josh's personal cell phone number.
909-359-BEVS.
Let's go to another voicemail, Josh.
Hey, this is the other Josh calling from Gainesville, Florida. Longtime Bev head and sometimes sauce man. I wanted to ask about toothpaste, because I hear a lot of people's beverage profiles not mentioning how they avoid conflict between toothpaste and coffee or toothpaste and orange juice. I know I've got my answer to this question, but I want to see what you guys think, and maybe I'll drop you guys a chemistry tip next time. Y'all have a good day and go fuck yourselves.
Well, Josh, I hope next time's not too late. Get that message in. I've a very simple answer for this: cocaine.
It's a good trick. You just rub it on your gums?
Yeah.
I think it's a fucking great question.
Amazing question.
I really, and I cannot believe you just teased that you have an answer. Like, you have a way to avoid these things.
I feel like baking soda is the answer.
But there's so much baking soda in toothpaste. Like, you got Tom's of Maine. That's what I got going on.
Nice.
You still don't want to drink stuff after you've had it.
Huh. It, to me, with the when I was drinking coffee, for some reason, I don't know why it was ever that it wasn't an issue for me, really. I feel like maybe it's like a couple sips, and then you're home free.
Yeah.
The orange juice thing, I get it a little bit more, but I don't know. To me, that was more of a problem when I was younger. I don't know why. What about you?
Yeah, that is interesting. I do think my standards have dropped far enough that I don't care as much. I will also try to brush my teeth. I will either like brush my teeth very first thing when I get out of bed,
mm-hmm.
or I will do it like after I've eaten my breakfast.
Yeah, yeah,
me too. But if that Josh from Gainesville, Florida, if that is also very presumptuous to call yourself the other Josh, I feel like there are a couple other Joshes, but you can be, can you be Dr. Josh, our chemistry friend?
Mm.
I'm waiting for your answer, Josh. Call us back at 909-359.
I see that you got your aftermarket hydro flask.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed.
What does it do? How does it work?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to show you this. It's very difficult because it is aftermarket. It's designed to be able to fit clean canteens and certain hydro flasks.
So this was a bit of a misstep.
No. I'm very glad about it still because it's doing everything I want to do. Okay. But one thing is because the threads are designed to fit two different proprietary systems, you kind of, in the case of the hydro flask, you got to sort of, you can see it's got a straw that goes down there.
Okay.
The kit came with an extra straw plus a little straw brush, which I love.
Okay.
And so you got to kind of push it down first and then screw it in like before it catches.
Do they tell you that?
No.
Okay.
And you could see there were some complaints, people on Amazon returning their shit. Unnecessary. I did have to trim the straw a little bit so it would fit in my 21-ounce hydro flask, which I think they've possibly stopped making and
okay.
gone up to the 24-ounce, which makes sense. Anyway, I love it. It's got a really great seal. I'm holding it. I'm spinning it all over the place, not dripping a bit.
Okay. Then how do you take a sip of this bad boy?
Pop that bad boy up and then...
Now,
just rip off of it. Like,
why
like
is
that.
There's like a, what do you call the top part? It looks like it's too close to your mouth when you do it. Does that ever hit your
now listen,
lip?
I don't have a small nose, but it does make me wonder for those out there who have even a larger nose than I, like it really could get in the way, but it doesn't, never gets in the way.
But like, why do you think that's like that?
I guess to
put a
carabiner on it. And I think they wanted to still have some of the functionality of the hydro flask or clean canteen. So like if what you love about your vessel is that you can clip it to a carabiner and swing it around, then you still have that option with this thing that I forget it's.
So you're pretty happy with it?
Oh, absolutely. I would do it again. I think it was $15.
Okay, great.
For the whole situation. And it's been treating me great.
Cool. Happy for you. We'll put a picture up in the comment section.
I did last week.
Oh, great.
I added it after the fact, just like we said we'd do.
Can we do another voicemail?
I don't think so, actually. This is...
Are we out of voicemails, or are you still having the technical difficulties?
One is not playing, and so I think it is just a technical difficulty.
It's times like this, you know? Times like these, you just kind of wonder, what do you do, you know?
This is a night when everything is right. Yeah, when the stars align. This is a night we've been waiting on.
cup? That is fucking hot. That's how you end a song, too. Man, I like it. What the fuck is happening? All right, well, it looks like we're having too many technical difficulties for more voicemails. That's okay.
I'm sorry,
that's right. Next week. And listeners, keep those voicemails coming.
909-359-MEBS.
Josh, I've had a blast here today.
I always have. I feel hopped up on bone juice. I'm ready to go climb a mountain.
Me too. Listeners, we'll see you... In 2 weeks?
2 weeks hence.
Can't wait to see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll keep you abreast of happenings at T-Bash Pod.
Absolutely.
And we love you very much.
Love you very much.
And go fuck yourself.